Okay, here we go. It is a once again a Sunday afternoon, even though we said we wanted to start recording these on like Thursdays so we could have our weekends to enjoy ourselves and hang out and create new stories. It's Sunday afternoon. Do you care? I don't think you do, but we do. Let me get Sherry in here to start today's Gang of Two podcast. Cher, what are you doing? Cher.
I'm busy.
What? I don't care. What are you doing? What were you looking at?
Recipes.
Okay, put recipes. All right, push your chair in here. Let's make it go fast again today.
Oh, I almost tore my knee out.
Really?
Yeah, it hurt.
Why? How's that happen?
I don't know. I'm old.
Okay, well, let's just go with that old thing because we have some stuff to talk about today. Are you ready to get things going?
Are you ready to get jiggity?
I am ready to get jiggity. It is time now for the Gang of Two podcast, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dims.
Yes, we have a very busy show today.
Do we?
Really do. We have a giveaway.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, we have a giveaway today of something that's actually kind of cool.
All right.
Let me check our
it's
levels
It's not your underwear.
Here. It's not,
it's
my,
not
underwear.
My underwear. It's,
it might. You know what? We should start looking into that.
You know what? If it pay the bills, I'm not
Would you really
it.
Do that?
Hey, if it... If,
Would you be one of them?
I saw it on, remember Orange is the New Black? She was having selling everybody's dirty underwear. Hey, if I mean, it had to be a lot of money, but I have my price, yeah.
What is your price? If
you
somebody
know.
Called you and said, or left a message and said, I want some of Sherry's dirty underwear.
Gross.
Because you know they're going to do weird stuff to it.
Yeah, I don't care. I'd say $1,000 would be my starting point.
$1,000?
Yeah. For one pair.
And obviously, you know,
that would be worth my while.
Me being your husband, I obviously have no say in this. It would be creepy to me.
It would be creepy to both of us.
But it's your call. It's your body. It's your underwear. It's your choice. What am I going to do?
At $1,000, you know, I think that gets rid of a lot of riffraff.
So,
so we're going to get nothing but quality.
You're
going to
get a quality purse.
Yes.
That's what I like about you. You're always focused on quality work. That is really good. On today's show, we have something back that we did on a previous episode where it got really dark. It got really weird because you and I cannot help ourselves by going to a dark place when it
go.
Comes
it's
to
automatic.
This. Parental advice from non-parents.
Us.
We have a lot of questions. We'll see how many we can get through.
All right.
Also, I am pissed off at people.
Oh.
And I'm going to explain why here in just a little bit.
All right.
And... did we make a bad decision? That's one
We've
of the things I'm going to talk
ones.
About. In fact, I think we already talked about this, but I want to go a little deeper if we did talk about this, if you don't mind.
All right.
And we have a giveaway, but first, let's catch up. It's catch-up music. We got it going on. First, let's start the show off by wishing one of our good friends a happy birthday, Tom Gray, Chef Tom Gray.
Yeah, Tom is just here.
It is his birthday, so I hope you're having a good time.
Happy birthday.
Actually, by the time, if you even listen to this,
yes.
you had a good time. I don't even know if he listens.
I don't
but
know either.
I wanted to throw it out there anyway.
If he doesn't listen, maybe we should talk about him.
We will at one point. Do you need glasses?
No.
There's some right there. I'm going to let you read a review today.
Okay. Oh, all right.
All right. These are off of iTunes. So let's catch up with some reviews here real quick. You want me to do the first one?
Sure.
Okay. First one, it says, Terbo and Big Slit hit a home run.
That's us.
This is from, who's this from? I don't see their name. Where is it? Does it have their names on there?
It should at the end.
Oh, Clemson. So it's probably somebody from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A must listen to if you want to see... how a great relationship can really sound. Love their original takes and great segments, especially Have a Nice Day.
Have a Nice Day.
Great podcast and awesome work to both Terry and Sherry. Thank you very much, Clemson. Really appreciate it.
That was really nice. This is from R Eagle and a bunch of numbers.
Okay. Go ahead.
Not a podcast lover, but love this. I'm not much of a podcast lover, but this is one I subscribe to and listen to every Monday. Most of the time, I get bored by podcasts, but Terry and Sherry are entertaining and engaging and keep me coming back for more. I love their relationship and their advice given to others. Hope this is something that can stick around for the long run. So do we.
Yeah, so do we. This is show number 16.
Is it?
We said we were going to give it to 25 to see if we could get to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate everybody who's downloading and subscribing to this. It really does mean a lot. It's really cool. The way I've read about podcasts, because this is a new thing. People are trying to monetize it.
Yeah.
People are trying to figure out how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
How do you gain subscribers? We don't know.
We
have no clue how we do that. I don't want to talk a lot about it on the Lex and Terry show because I think it upsets coworkers.
Yeah, I think so too.
They have their own they would like to promote as well. So it's just kind
they
of a...
Can.
I don't have a problem with
yeah.
it. But I think other people might.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I could be completely stepping out of bounds there, mm-hmm. but I'm not 100% sure. I forget what I was talking about. Subscribing. People
yes.
subscribing. We don't... Well, the cool part about this is that all the people that have downloaded, our numbers have not gone down.
Well, that's... They so kinda, we haven't insulted anybody. Yeah, we are not doing our job.
We are not doing our job right. I'm sure some people have left and some people have come on, but I'm very proud of the fact that we do not have a really high attrition rate.
Yeah.
Is that the right word, attrition?
Sure, yeah, I would say so.
Man, I sounded smart there, didn't
wow,
I?
Wow, for a minute.
For a minute I did. So thank you for all the reviews. We really do appreciate that. Kind of a weird day here in Seattle. Weird weekend in
yeah.
Seattle. First of all, we're out walking around today. It's clear.
It's beautiful today.
Not a cloud in the sky. Breezy.
Yeah.
But cold.
The wind is cold.
It's cold to me.
It's like 60.
I don't like 60.
Yeah.
I need 80. I need a minimum of 80 something.
No, I don't want that. That's hot.
I am fine with 70s.
72
but
is
I
perfect.
Really dig
75. 75 is my
I'm into 90.
Sweet spot.
I don't mind 90 either. We're gonna have,
if it's dry.
I think the weather's gonna lead to our divorce.
Yeah.
If we ever get divorced, it's gonna be the weather's fault.
Okay.
Because I'm affected by weather so much.
Yeah.
That it literally changes my attitude.
Do you think it's weather here, or do you think it's just lack of light, like in the
it's
winter?
It's a little bit of both. Everything.
It gets to me even in the like. There's some days where I don't know how many. What do you measure light in lumens? I think.
Yeah.
Then it must be ridiculously low. It's like, it's depressing.
It really is.
Yeah.
But we're here for now, and we can't decide on where we would move next. That's a problem as a couple.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of discussions about it. We've thrown out not a lot of ideas because it's a very minimal reach of where we feel good.
Yeah.
And it's all about feel to me. And there's so many things I love about the Seattle area.
Yeah.
I mean, so many, but there's so many things that are just so sad to me and depressing. And yesterday
We were walking.
A very sad thing happened. We walked down to the lake. We went to Lake Union. In fact, I posted some pictures on Instagram of some ducks. That was just before, not ducks,
that's right.
It was geese. And
that's
I also posted the picture just recently today on Instagram of the sky, on my Instagram anyway, not the Terry and Sherry Instagram, of the sky when we were down there. Remember, a little storm was coming.
It was. And we decided we cut our walk short.
Yeah, we were going to walk all the way down, a long way away, go have some coffee, and then walk back.
Yeah.
But we decided it's getting windy, it's getting weird out, the weather's getting weird, so let's just cut through this construction site and go to a different coffee shop, then work our way home.
Which, by the way, there are construction sites everywhere here.
Yes, there's construction sites everywhere, but this specific construction site, they had the roads blocked off because they were taking a crane down.
Right, at the Google building.
At the brand new Google building in South Lake Union.
Not that tall, like six stories?
I would say
something
maybe
like
a little
that.
Taller than that.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 to 10 stories.
Yeah, not real
like
tall.
That. Yeah, not that tall. I don't know. I never counted, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's a building, nonetheless.
Yeah.
We went and had our coffee. We walked home. And as soon as we got home, maybe, I don't know, a half hour later, something like that, getting messages from people on Twitter saying, are you guys okay? What do you mean, are we okay? So I started looking, and a crane fell.
That exact
crane. Spot where we were. The exact same spot where we were.
Which we never cut through that way.
We never did, but...
I mean, it's been a while, but, you know, it's been a construction site, so you haven't been able to really go through there.
And I remember us walking through the construction site, the two buildings that were affected by this, saying to you, oh, this is going to be a nice place. Look at all the planning.
Yeah.
It was just like it's almost getting ready to open. They're going through some finishing touches.
Yep.
And man, this crane fell.
Killed four people.
There were four casualties. There were two people in the crane, and I believe two people on the street.
Have a nice day.
Little too soon.
Yeah.
Little.
Okay.
Little.
Well,
this
all right.
This is not the right time for that.
Okay.
I don't think there's really any time for
there
that.
There is never. But you're right. It is soon. And
you are just wrong.
Well, if we hadn't done it, somebody would have called us on it.
That's true. Because now have a nice day is a big deal. And they go, what? Because it happened in your neighborhood? Yeah, that's the way things work.
Yeah. And most of the stories are in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
That's true. So yeah. It was a very, very sad thing. Cars were crushed. Crane operators were killed.
Two crane operators.
Boy. And I was amazed at how many people we have that listen to our podcast in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Yeah.
There's so many people that tweeted us and messaged us on Instagram about it saying, hey, I was just, and sent their own pictures.
Wow.
I had just driven through that area, and that. So I'm glad all of you people are okay, but unfortunately it was a gruesome scene.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it was definitely put a damper on our weekend for sure.
I know it.
One of the things we did do that was a fun night, we went to see the Spinners on Saturday night.
We did, or the Spinners.
The Spinner, well, yeah. Explained why you're...
We originally thought there was at least one, one original member left.
Yeah, Googled, there's one original member that said the guy's name, said he was in the band.
Henry something or another.
Yeah, we're watching the Spinners perform, we're having a great time, we're sitting in the front row.
Front row, and by front row, it's a tiny club, so our table is butted up next to this little stage.
Yeah, and then the stage is on a riser that's maybe 2 feet high?
Not even three. It's a step up. Yeah, it's just one step up and boom, you're on.
To the point where I'm sitting in a chair, I was putting my drink on the stage for a while. I went, I shouldn't do that. You know, but the Spinners were there. They played all their hits. They were having a good time. But we think that they weren't really the Spinners.
Yeah, I think all of them were.
They're all old guys.
They were awesome.
Yeah. One of the Spinners was really into it.
Yeah, he was.
And he was making me laugh so hard because they came out, the band played a little bit, then the Spinner singers, all four of them, I think it was.
Yeah, four.
Came out, and they were all dressed up in the same suits. They're all doing their little choreographed dances. But the second guy over from the first guy closest to us, he thought he was performing, and he acted like he was performing in front of...
Madison Square Garden.
Exactly. He was looking up to the second level, and all of his motions were very grandiose.
Yeah, he had the scale off.
Yeah, very.
The scale was way off for the room.
He was playing to 30,000 people.
And there were...
200 people.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It was a sellout.
Both shows were a sellout.
Went to the second show.
And it was a lot of fun.
But when they got to one of the songs that you love the most of the Spinners, first of all, we didn't realize how many hits they had.
I know. They just kept coming.
They were great.
Yeah.
But when we got to the song that you love, and I love the song, Rubber Band Man by the Spinners, they had these big elastic bands. They had three of the Spinners had the elastic bands. And they did this dance with these elastic bands. They wrapped them around them. They walked around in them.
Strobe light.
They tied them all together while it's rubber band, man,
rubber band, rubber band. It was fun.
And at the end, the Spinner guys were walking around and high-fiving us and having fun.
Yeah.
And they threw you, he handed you the rubber band. The big elastic thing that they were doing the dance with.
Yeah.
So we're going to give that away on the show today.
There you go.
Yeah, because it means nothing to Sherry. I will say this. Sherry's not a real sentimental person.
Not over things, maybe.
Not over things.
Yeah.
Over people, over thoughts, over experiences, yes.
Yeah.
But over things.
Although, that said, if I lost my wedding ring, I would be...
there's certain things that are very important to us.
Yeah.
But to tell the truth, we don't have a lot of things.
Yeah.
In fact, we're always saying we got too much things, and we keep getting rid of things.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't say we're minimalist when it comes to our decorations, because as far as I'm concerned, we have too much stuff still.
I don't know. I like it. I mean,
we have some nice pictures.
I would like to get rid of some of the stuff we have in storage, but
and
there's not a lot, but
that's
there's
what
more
we have
than
to do.
Than I want.
So coming up at the end of the show today, we will let you know how you could win the rubber band that the Spinners were dancing with.
Yes.
So I think somebody will enjoy that.
Nice.
They gave it to you, and it's very kind of you to pass that along to somebody else who may like it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Okay, now the bad part.
Oh.
health grades.
Oh, yeah.
This is week number 2 of 4. We're grading each other's health and how we did, because we decided that not only do we have a vacation coming up, but, you know, we're at an age now where you really need to do some preemptive stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I can't get away with eating what I wanted to anymore. I can't get away with not exercising anymore,
yeah,
or horrible sleep. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to take care of your body, and not only your body, but your mind.
I'm pretty scared of just having to pay for some big medical, you know. That's how it is these days.
For sure.
You get a disease and it could bankrupt you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not right, but that's what it is.
So we made a decision that let's keep each other honest for the rest of our lives, but we're going to do this for 4 weeks where we grade on an ABCD scale of how well we did that week overall, including our eating and our exercising.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Last week you got an A or an A minus.
I think it's an A minus.
You don't get an A this week.
Yeah. Although I did go to the gym every day.
You did go to the gym every day, but I think that we probably didn't do as well as we could have eating wise.
Right. Did we go to Shake Shack? I think we went to Shake Shack.
We did that. It wasn't real bad. I would say out of 30 meals a week, I would say I always try to shoot for out of 30 meals a week, 3 whatevers, whatever you want.
Giveaways.
Yeah, just
throwaways, whatever.
I'm living my life. I'm not about to go crazy. But 3 is, if I go 4, that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 would be optimal. 0 would be optimal.
Yeah.
But 3 is my number. Mm-hmm. And I think we did like 4.
I think so.
Yeah. And so I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
You get a B. And I went to the gym twice this week.
Yeah.
That's
better.
But I have been stretching a lot
every
day, and I've been using that roller.
Oh, good.
Because my legs are all achy, and I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
So you have to give me
I'm going to give you a C minus.
Ah, crap.
What did you get last week?
Same thing.
Oh.
It's all right.
Even though you went an extra day.
I got a C last week. I get a C minus this week, and I went to the gym.
I know, twice instead of once. I don't know. Okay.
You're a C+. No, it's okay. No.
C plus. Right. I want to be consistent.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
I will take this. All right. It's time to get into the stuff that we really need to talk about here. The start of the show, I mentioned to you that I am pissed at people.
Yeah. All people?
It's not all, but a majority it's turning out to. I mean, you and I were walking around downtown today and we were talking about it where, most people's default now is asshole.
Yeah.
It used to be you'd run into a few assholes throughout your life, but now most people are just assholes.
Yeah.
They are they're not considerate. They're loud. They're just dicks.
Yeah, they are.
And last night, I was, while you were asleep, I was on my iPad and I was listening to this long, it was an hour and 30 something minute interview with Conan O'Brien being interviewed by the president of Harvard University in front of all the students at Harvard.
Oh.
It was a really nice interview. I really enjoyed it. And I was coming up with ideas, listening to it, and I was making notes because that's what I do. And then at some point I went online and there were just mean people.
Oh, God.
And I think that there's more mean people at night on social media. So if I were anybody out there, if I was to give anybody an idea of what not and not to do on social media, don't go on there at night.
Yeah.
It's where all the lonely people hang out. It's where all the bitter people hang out.
At night, you have time to reflect on your life. And if it didn't turn out the way you wanted, you get pissed off.
Exactly. So you have to take it out on somebody.
Right.
Now, one of the people I thought took a swipe at me, and it's a friend that we have.
What?
It's a mutual acquaintance friend.
Are you going to
say Jenny?
Jenny
from the It Got Weird podcast with Kath.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She, you know, the stupid little, and I'm calling it scientific because I'm a scientist.
Yes, you are. You slept at a Holiday Inn Express.
Exactly. You know the thing that I like to post. I'm taking pictures of people, women with their feet close together.
Yeah.
I posted a picture online on Instagram of the guy's legs of the spinners.
Oh, that's right.
And it, well, their leg, they were doing a dance move.
It was a cool, it's a cool picture. It's a cool shot.
Yeah, they were all turned sideways.
Yeah.
And she made a note on there that, oh, he must be a bad person because his legs are so spread far apart. And I said, does it count for guys? And she goes, oh, great, double standard. And I just, I'll be honest, I got pissed.
Yeah.
I got pissed off. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, because it's night and I had all been reading all these mean people on there.
Yeah.
And it's like, so why can't guys be different than girls? Why is everything a double standard? I'm sorry. I got a prostate. You don't have a fucking prostate.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a good point.
You have things that I don't have. People are different.
Yeah.
The sexes are different. Not everybody has to be treated the same.
I'll tell you what, when you, we have an extra hole. So when your legs are apart, there's more holes available.
So are you saying it gets breezy down there?
It can from time to time.
So I don't know why I took offense to that.
Yeah.
I did though. Took offense to it. I was like, you know what? She's a real smart girl and excuse me, woman. I don't want to offend you. But I'm just getting tired of people that, and you know how things are in text. You don't know if they're joking or whatever, but I'm just getting tired. You can't even say anything anymore.
Yeah.
You can't even have a fun opinion.
Right.
And her comment was probably a fun comment.
Who knows? Can't
it was tell. Probably meant to and be as a fun comment.
And here's a little tip. If you can't tell the context of a, you know, then don't post it. If there's any question about your intention, then don't even say anything.
That's why I'm a firm believer in sarcasm font.
Yes,
we should have sarcasm font where people go, oh, that's only used for sarcastic stuff.
Right.
But usually people say something mean and then they follow it up with a smiley face and a winky face. Yeah. That doesn't count to me.
LOL.
Yeah, LOL. You're a piece of shit. LOL. I'm just so fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
I really am. And I like social media because of the people I choose to follow.
Yeah.
I follow people that I believe add something to my life.
Right.
Whether it is a spiritual person, whether it's somebody who motivates me or somebody in my own profession who's doing well and I like to see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I really don't. I am online on social media. I'm going to tell you guys the truth here. I am online on social media in the morning. Mm-hmm. All morning long when we're on the show.
Yeah.
I try to do it for, I say 30 minutes in the afternoon.
You're doing it more than that.
I'm more than that.
Yeah.
But it's not cumulative. It's probably an hour, you know.
Yeah.
I'm on there a lot looking at things. I'm not necessarily responding to it. And anything else you see me post, I go, ha, you posted that at night. You're lying, Terry. No, I program the post.
Right.
If I'm promoting something or if there's something else, you know, because you want people to see things throughout certain times of day.
Yeah.
So you can actually program your post on Facebook and Twitter. Yes. On my Twitter
schedule
feed,
them.
I can't schedule
them.
So I just schedule it to drop and I just let it go.
Yeah.
But man, it really bothers me. And the fact what people can't be different nowadays.
Yeah.
I like differences.
I know.
I've always enjoyed our differences.
We should be celebrating our differences.
Yeah.
Right?
Whether you're a different nationality or sexual preference.
Religion.
But don't be afraid to ask people about it.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're not doing it in an offensive way.
Yeah.
You know,
we all have biases.
It's okay to go, hey, I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
Can you help me out with this? I'm a straight guy. What is it about this?
And we all have biases, but, you know. And sometimes you don't know you have them, but to be able to at least be aware of them and be sensitive.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. And I'm sorry, Jenny, if I came back hard on you, but
stew up. You know, just stew up it.
She didn't do, I guarantee you it wasn't anything mean, but some people just push it too far sometimes.
Yeah.
With me, and I'm not saying her.
Yeah,
they just, and it's my own problem. It's my own fault. It's not your fault, Jenny. Trust me, it is not your fault. It is my own fault. Aww. I went online at night. I was riled up by watching one of my friends, Juliet Huddy.
Oh yeah, get beat up.
She used to be on our news person, and then she went on to star at Fox and Friends. She was on Fox and Friends. She was one of the hosts there. She lives in New York. She's doing a new, I think it's an afternoon radio show. And because she has some opinions that aren't necessarily Fox and Frenzy anymore, right, that aren't as conservative as some people want, mm-hmm, people are very mean to her. And it upset me last night.
Yeah.
And I went online to try to stick up for her. And I didn't want to get in a political argument. I don't care about politics anymore.
Yeah.
But I just did like seeing a friend getting worked when I know that she's such a good person.
Right.
You know, so that bothered me a little bit. All right. The next thing we're going to bring up. Now, I want to know if we really made a bad decision here. It just keeps coming back. And I believe we did talk about this, maybe even on the last show.
Uh-oh.
About not having children.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know. We've talked about it before. I don't know if the last show.
Yes.
I am not getting pregnant.
A bad decision? Because life to me is really starting to get real now.
Yeah.
When we talked about working out and eating better, not just for ourselves, but for each other.
Yes, exactly.
You have been so good at this. But for each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's not fair to find yourself in an unhealthy situation and then expect your partner to, you know.
To pick up the slack.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what motivates me. I'm like, that's just not fair.
Yeah, and you have been so good at it for so long. You take care of yourself.
Well, it's become a habit, fortunately.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. And, you know, my habit right now is looking at the clock at 4 PM, and I know this sounds like an excuse,
no,
and go, shit, I got to work in less than 10 hours,
yeah,
and I've got to go to bed. I got to get up at 2:30, and you know, I love my job, and I do think the laughter every day keeps me young.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other stuff makes me fucking old.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting tired of it. So I'm wondering, do you think we did the right thing? I am scared now because eventually we're going to be faced with that decision.
You
know, hopefully we're going to live long enough to be faced with that decision.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so many people not having kids now.
Yes, many,
20
many.
20 years ago when we decided not to, I felt like we didn't have a lot of company.
Yes.
Now, I feel like it's probably more in the majority. I think more people.
I wouldn't say majority, but you really, and I do get asked a lot about it.
Yeah.
Saying you guys didn't have kids, but we get asked a lot by younger couples.
Yeah.
That will say, hey, how did you get past your family and friends asking you all the time?
Well, friends didn't bother us. Family, who cares?
Yeah. So we weren't bothered by any of that.
Right.
It bothered me a little bit because, okay, I get it. You know, and people that have children for whatever reason think that they're very special.
Yeah.
I know that sounds mean.
It's not.
It's from, if you sat in our shoes.
Yeah.
Because here's what people have said to me. I mean, honestly, people have said to me, well, you and Sherry are too selfish to have children.
And I've said this before, I think it's being selfish when you want to replicate yourself.
Yeah.
You think your DNA is so freaking special that you need to, you know, pass it on this planet when we have how many billions of people?
Yeah.
You are nothing special.
And
okay?
What do people nothing. Really have kids for? Seriously.
It's completely to self promoting, right?
No, I mean, I think people love family. They love
some
that.
People,
and
yeah.
And I think there's a higher percentage, like into the 90s, of people who just love having family.
Yeah,
I think there are some people do it just because they think I'm at a certain age.
I need somebody to take care of me.
Somebody to take care of me. And that's where I'm at right now because up until recently, very recently, I've been really happy with our decision and very confident about our decision.
Yeah,
but lately, it seems to start, it's getting a little real to me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I mean, we're not going to have a kid, obviously.
No, we're not.
I don't know what to do.
We'll hire somebody.
We better start making money. So if you guys really care about us, you better just start pimping this podcast to everybody.
Because
if we get to a money-making level of this instead of costing money,
right,
this could help us in our retirement and taking care of each other.
Retirement
because
plan,
I am afraid, because obviously men don't have as long a life expectancy as women do.
Generally.
So take that, Jenny. but they don't, you know, they don't have life expectancy.
Generally.
Look, what is that? What's with the double standard? Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so yeah.
So that works for you, though.
It doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me either. I don't want to be around if you're not around.
No, I've always said that I want to live 15 minutes longer than you.
No.
But I've changed that now. I want to live about
20 minutes.
Maybe however long it takes me just to let people know I'm going and to sign off to, you know, hey, here's the keys to the car.
Loose ends. Tie up your
loose ends. Here's the keys to the car. Max 2 hours. Max 2 hours.
Might take longer than 2 hours.
No, because I don't want to cry too much.
Oh.
I want to join you.
Yeah.
But that's my goal. I don't, you know, if that ever happened.
Why don't you want to predecease me by 20 minutes? Wouldn't that be?
No.
Why?
No, I want to be there for you.
Oh.
I want to be there for you, and I want to hold your hand, and I want to be there for you.
Terry.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Okay, well, you better take care of Sip.
Okay, so we're back to that, are we? All right, before we get into parental advice from non-parents, which went to a very dark place, there's an email that I promised this woman named Holly that I would read to her. It's for you.
Oh.
Hey, Terry and Sherry. Well, I guess it's us if it says Terry and Sherry.
Yes, it is.
Says, I would first like to say that I love the dynamic between you two, and I'm glad Sherry decided to participate in this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Still not loving it.
I know. My question is primarily for Sherry.
Oh.
Terry always talks about her great skin and youthful look, which everybody does.
Oh.
Nobody believes that you are the age you are. You seriously look like you are in your late 30s, early 40s.
Not today. Today I look like 54.
But you are 54. It says, I'd love to know her skincare routine. Oh. If it feels too much like a promotion to say the brands, a quick rundown of the types of products would be appreciated. Oh. I'm in my early 30s.
Oh.
And I'm ready to crack down, but I have no idea where to start. Thank you, too. Keep up the good work. Best wishes. It says Hallie down there, but it says Holly up there.
Well,
so anyway.
Holly.
You say Hallie.
I say Holly.
Hallie.
Holly.
Hallie.
Holly.
Hallie.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Hallie. Hallie.
I'm calling it off.
Oh, fucker.
No, Holly.
You always ruin a good time.
Yep, that's what I do. That's what I'm known for.
That's what you're here for.
It's my jam.
So help her out, Cher.
Holly, you picked a good time to start. 30s is, I think when I started, my late 20s, I'm like, oh, I started reading things about how bad sun exposure is, how much it, at the time, they said it was like 90% of skin aging is related to sun exposure. I don't know if that's still true, but that was like, oh my God, that's something I can do something about. So I immediately started wearing sunscreen every day. The non-toxic variety. So make sure it's a mineral-based. You know, you don't want any of those. Because chemicals, in my mind, more toxins probably, I think they age you more too. So the more toxins you can get out of your life, you can't get rid of them entirely, but you definitely, if there's something, there's two products and one has toxins and the other doesn't, I always choose not the toxin-free.
Yeah, you mentioned something to me because I was putting lotion on my face and you said, let me look at that. And such thing as parabens.
Yeah, parabens.
What is that?
It's like a preservative. Mm-hmm. They use it as a preservative or something. It doesn't need to be in there. So, but it's been linked to hormone disruptions. It's not a good thing.
Well,
so get that out. Do that. And then aside from sunscreen, retinol.
I will say this. After watching her sometimes painstakingly go through her routines.
Yeah.
When she goes to bed, it takes her a good half hour.
Does it? Well,
maybe even longer.
I could do it in 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, it takes her a good 20 minutes. Let's just say that 20 to 30 minutes every night going through her routine where I go in, I brush my teeth, I go right to bed.
And here's another thing, Holly, do not go to bed with makeup on. Bad, 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 bad.
Okay. Good point.
Okay.
And I think that we should try to find some of your sponsors.
Yeah.
Some of you, not sponsors, but the people that you buy from.
Yeah.
Hell, let's do it. Let's get you some free products.
Let's do it. I'm all about free.
Yeah. Save us. How much money? Hey, we want money to retire on. That could definitely save us.
No kidding.
That stuff is not cheap by any means.
Yeah.
Okay. It got dark last time we did this, but we're going to do it.
Oh, boy.
Parental advice from non-parents. Now... I can't even look at you.
Oh, God.
Because it gets a little ugly. Oh. It gets a little ugly.
Ugly
when we do it.
Whoa, watch out.
I'm a widow kid.
You don't have a kid, so you're... Yeah.
Parental advice for non-parents. I have to turn this music down, because I have to flip over to our Facebook page.
Oh.
By the way, you should like our Facebook page. We have our own. It is the Gang of Two Podcart. Is what it's under. Gang of Two Podcart. You can like our Facebook page. And all of these, you can see all of these questions on there right now. We'll see how many we can answer. I'm looking at the time. I don't think we're going to have time to get to a lot of them or all of them.
Yeah.
But we will get time.
Maybe we can save them for later.
Yeah. We may have to save some of these for later for the next one. But there are some of them. It bothers me because we want to have fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Oh.
There's some serious stuff.
Oh, God.
Here.
We didn't ask for anything serious.
No, there's. Have you met us at all? Because we don't do serious.
Serious is not our jam.
It is definitely not our jam. However, here we go with some of the questions, okay? The first one comes from Sarah. It says, I'll ask again. I guess maybe she asked another time. We never got to it.
Oh.
It says, I know why my sweet child is an asshole now. He's 13, but why do I have to beg him to bathe daily?
Oh.
And is it bad that I don't like him, but I love him? Hopefully this is just temporary due to age.
Oh, God. Yeah.
First of all, I know what it's like to be 13.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what it's like. Here's what it was like for me to be 13. This is sad. And this is a true story.
Oh, God.
So,
have I not heard it before?
Yeah, my sleeping bag story?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Okay, here. My sleeping bag story, very simple. I'll do it real quick.
Quick.
My parents got me this sleeping bag. It was this blue sleeping bag that was made out of satin. And one day I was laying in it, and I was naked, and it felt really good on my wiener. So I seriously looked like a fucking inchworm in that thing. Up and down the hallway. And
It was in your room.
No, it was everywhere. It was like my girlfriend, that thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised that that thing opened anymore. It was disgusting.
Did your mom have to wash it?
I don't think she even knew it was in there.
Well, I mean,
I slept in my own spooge for years. And that was
nice.
And I will say this. I wasn't 13. So 13, I know what age that was.
You were 25.
I was older. I was older than 13. I was probably about 15.
Yeah, still.
You know,
it's not 25.
16.
Yeah.
That's when I went, oh, wait a minute. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So let's see here. The question was, I know why my sweet child is an asshole. He's 13.
Yeah.
But do I have to beg him to bathe daily?
And then she talks about loving him but not liking him, which I totally get. He's. I heard from a... I don't know where this person was. I heard them say it. It was on some sort of interview or something at TV. I don't know what, but I remember. And she was some sort of like child expert or something. And she says, you know what? When people become teenagers, like, I don't know, 12, 13, all the way to like 19, 18, 19, they're insane.
You're out of your mind.
You're insane. And she says, if you can do it, just send them off to like a boarding school or something for that amount of time.
She
fully endorsed that.
I would say that I was even a later bloomer than that.
Yeah.
Because it pretty much started for me around 15, maybe a little older than that. And I was an absolute moron where I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know the right or wrong. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Probably till I was about 20.
It does feel like somebody's just pulled the rug out from under you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you don't know what to do or how. So as far as making him bathe, you're right. He needs to bathe every day.
No, he doesn't. I've got an idea. Here's what I think you should
do. All right.
When he walks in the door, pour some gasoline on him. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You send him out to the outside.
Yeah. You don't want to do it inside.
No, you want to do it inside. Yeah. So you want to send him out to the backyard, preferably on the concrete.
Yeah, because you don't want to ruin your landscaping.
No.
Yeah.
So you pour gas on him,
and
you get one of those big, long matches.
Yes.
And then pour water on him just to put it out.
And then
he doesn't have to bathe probably for another...
Six months, I would say.
6 months.
Yeah,
after one good burning, a six-month burning.
And then after that, you're looking forward to having some sort of water situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, put them on fire. Put them on fire.
I don't
probably the best advice we could give for non-parents giving great parental advice.
Yes.
This comes from Patrizia. P-A-T-R-I-Z-I-A.
Patrizia.
TV, yay or nay? What age is appropriate? My little one is almost two, and I don't let him watch TV. He isn't allowed to play with my phone. He doesn't have an iPad or tablet. We read books. We play with toys, sing, dance, play outside, color, paint. Family thinks I'm crazy. I just don't want him to become one of those kids sitting inside all time, wasting your time or watching TV, playing video games. It says, does the kid need those things to be entertained? I say
I'm surprised that that her family thinks she's crazy. He's only two, for God's sake. He's two. He's a baby. Yeah, he doesn't need any of that.
Parental, you're right. You're right. I think what she's doing is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Just my gut instinct is telling me you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck what these other people think?
Yeah.
However, parental advice for non-parents is a little different.
So we take it to another extreme?
It's just another option.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the option of you being right or the parental advice for non-parents. What my gut instinct as a non-parent would be, start them on porn early.
Here's an idea. Mm-hmm. Clockwork Orange him.
What's that?
In the movie, they would, to get the guy to stop being like violent, they forced him to watch violent movies. Nonstop, 24/7. So they taped his eyes open and played 24/7 violent clip, video. So that's what you do. Take the 2-year-old, tape his eyes open, and just make him watch maybe porn, I don't know, 24/7. You know what? He will not want to see it anymore. He won't want any video.
If I had a 2-year-old, I'd be concerned about what lays ahead of them. Not where they are right now. I would be more concerned about what lies ahead of them. And I would open up a Twitter account and I would get him his own website. And I would start right now teaching him how to troll teaching him how to just.
Because he is short.
Just make his hair like a troll doll and just let him go. Make that his avatar and let him rock.
I love it.
And let him rock. I would get him his own Twitter account, and I would say, have at it. I don't care if you know how to spell.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't even know what a word
is. You know
what? Just start tapping on it and send it to the people that you hate and have them go, what the fuck is this?
You don't need to know how to spell these days.
Is this in Martian? You know? Or let it self-correct, and maybe he'll actually do a whole sentence.
Yeah.
See what he comes up with.
I like it.
So there's my parental advice for non-parents there. Right. Tim says, is it bad that my 5-year-old watches Trailer Park Boys with me?
I don't know what that is. Do you?
I'm thinking it's a show.
It's a show.
I'm thinking it's a show.
Since we don't know what that is.
And I think it's not bad at all.
Is it a reality show?
Let's just say it's a reality show about guys who live in a trailer park.
All right.
I think that you definitely should watch it with him because everything that he sees.
Oh, it's a teaching moment.
He will be grateful for what he has now.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
You know, if you're watching Trailer Park Guys and they're eating a squirrel off of a hubcap, you know, that they're cooking out over a tin barrel in the back of their trailer park.
Yeah.
Then you go, look at that.
Yeah.
You got McDonald's, you little piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that's what you say. In fact, say it just like that. You had McDonald's, you piece of shit. That's what you say.
And when you see them living in that trailer with those paper for walls, you can say, you actually have real walls. Look at that. Mm-hmm. You have real walls.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. So there you go. There's our parental advice from non-parents. Last one. There's a lot more actually on here, but let's see here. There's a couple of struggling in school. Boy, which one do you want to go to?
I don't know.
We've got medication for troubling school, and we have somebody who's just being troubled in school. Let's take this one. Let's go to John here because I actually have a real advice for John.
Wow.
Believe it or not. But first, we'll do our parental advice for non-parents. My 10-year-old daughter struggles in school. I've wanted her to be held back for the past few years. I feel it will benefit her. The school keeps pushing her through, though. She gets further and further behind. They're finally holding her to your back next year, and I'm sort of glad that she's going to get an extra year to get her fundamentals down going to middle school. I've been getting criticism from some of my friends for being so willing to let the school hold her back a year. Hmm. They said it'll do more hurt to her self-esteem and mental health than it will benefit her academically. Should I be fighting more with the school to push her through instead of being so willing to accept their decision?
Hmm.
It's a real... See, this is where I'm so glad we don't have kids.
No kidding.
The shit that we would have to go through.
Oh, my God. It's a whole
And you've already heard what job. Great parents we would be.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's mm-hmm. a given. Do you have some sort of...
Well, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think I wish that... I went to a lot of schools. I moved around a lot after the age of, fourth grade and on. I was going to a new school every year. My mom just... It wasn't fun. I would have loved... If some teacher had noticed anything about me, I graduated with honors from high school. I didn't ever go to school, especially in high school. I never did homework. They did the absolute, whatever I was doing, they didn't care. They just wanted you out of their system. They wanted I graduated in 1983. So. Back then, I don't know if it's true now, but they didn't care if you could read or write or whatever. They just wanted to give you that diploma. That's all they wanted to do.
I think now it's a little more strict. I think there's now a little more guidelines.
But I didn't have a parent that was watching out for me, let alone I would have loved to have a teacher who went, you know what? I see this person struggling.
Hold him back just a year.
To me, that says that this kid is actually has some...
some people are concerned about them.
Yeah, they have some attention.
People watching to them.
Yes, they are being seen.
You were talking about how well you did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I also graduated with honors. I showed you the thing.
That's right.
Said that, I graduated with honors. I think I graduated 36th in the class.
Nice.
And my buddy Mike was 35th. And I would have been much higher had he...
Tried a little harder.
If he tried a little harder, I would have been a little higher because I just copied him the whole time.
See?
Almost every class.
And that just goes to show you the low...
Had he applied... Mike, if you applied yourself
Mike,
a little higher, I wouldn't be begging for people to subscribe to a stupid podcast so we could retire.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I don't have any real bad advice to give this person. Plus, they're kind of running late.
Yeah.
So I will give them some advice here.
All right.
My birthday was, or is, still is.
Yes.
End of November. Last day of November.
Near Thanksgiving.
And at that time, from what I understand, there was, depending when you were born, that's when the cutoff time was for when you went to school or not.
Yeah.
And I was right on the border of either going in at 5 I could have gone in at 5 or I could have gone in at 6.
I see.
I was told that my parents put me in at 6
mm-hmm.
because they didn't want me to get the shit beat out of me.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a pretty,
tough neighborhood.
Now it is. But yeah, I was told, I wasn't held back.
Right.
They just had the option of, because I was, so I was a little taller than most of the kids, but it helped me out sports wise.
Yeah, you never.
It was never a thing for me, like, oh, nobody's going to say. Who tells people that I was held back? Does that?
And who cares? Who cares?
Just tell your kid to lie about their age.
Yeah.
Say they're a year younger. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Nobody cares, dude. No. And I think you're doing the right thing.
I think so, too.
I know that I was 6 when I went into kindergarten.
Wow.
I believe.
Yeah.
I believe I was.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but I just remember that was a conversation that was had. I was never held back or anything like that.
They made the right call, obviously. It turned out okay.
You think so? Well, there you go, guys. Thanks for all the emails and...
Oh, that was abrupt.
And all that stuff. What do you mean?
The ending. There was a nice, it was just kind of like, boom, we're done.
I was looking at the time. I don't want to waste people's time.
I know, I don't.
People don't listen to podcasts that are longer than, I listen to long ones, but most people don't choose to. So I don't want to go on too long. Thank you very much to everybody.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys subscribing and, or begging. pass it on. We are.
Ain't too proud. Ain't too proud.
Please pass it on. Please share it.
Please.
I'm embarrassed by how many times I put this thing on social media to let people know it's there. I mean, it really doesn't make me feel good to do it.
Well, you got to do it. You got to self-promote. You have to self-promote.
I don't like doing it. I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
But please subscribe to the show. This is show number 16, and we said of 25.
Yeah.
We're going to do 25 before we decide if we continue on with this or not.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing would make it a definite yes, we're going to continue on, as if we doubled what we have right now. Like I've said before, if each of you could just get one person.
That's it.
To download it and subscribe to it.
You don't even have to
listen. I don't even give a shit if you listen.
Yeah, just download it.
Just get them to download it. And we have to give away your
rubber band man.
So let's see. I guess the best way to do it is through the Terry James Alive. We can't end the show with that because we have to try to give it away first. We'll do the do at the end of this.
Okay.
So email us right now, Rubber Band Man. Mm-hmm. Just put it in the
subject line.
Put Rubber Band Man in there. You don't even have to give me your name or address. What we will do is make a random drawing out of everybody who did it and listened to this podcast for the entire week. Mm-hmm. Then at the start of the next show, we'll randomly select somebody who will get this rubber band that the spinners actually used on stage.
That's right.
And hand it to Sherry. Doot, doot, doot. Come on.
I have to warm up.
Okay. Go ahead. Warm up. Go ahead.
Do, 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 do. Okay.